From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to give an official welcome to open a nuclear summit in Washington, the focus of the gathering to get participating nations to secure enriched uranium and plutonium stockpiles to keep the potential bomb-making material out of the hands of terrorists. Prior to the start of the gathering, the White House is saying Ukraine has pledged to get rid of its supply of enriched uranium within the next 2 years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports nearly four dozen world leaders are in Washington for the summit.
Mr. Obama is also taking the opportunity to hold one-on-one meetings with many of the leaders who are here, including Chinese President Hu Jintao. Hu's participation is seen as a sign of warming relations between the U.S. and China. The Obama administration needs China's cooperation to impose sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. U.S. officials also hope China will allow its currency to appreciate. That could help to reduce America's big trade deficit. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Search crews are back in a West Virginia coal mine looking for the remaining nine bodies of the 29 men who were killed by an explosion there last week. High levels of methane gas in the mine forced a halt to search efforts yesterday. A team of federal investigators has arrived at the mine to look into what caused the explosion. The Vatican, in a new online guide for laypeople, says bishops and other church officials should report any allegations of sexual abuse by Catholic priests to police if required by law. NPR's Silvio Poggioli says the Vatican insists this has long been the church's policy.
Vatican spokesman Father Cito Benedettini said the rules had been in effect since 2003. But at a press conference in Rome in February, a group of Irish bishops said there had always been confusion on exactly what they should do in cases of sex abuse by priests. And in 2002, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, second in command at the department dealing with the issue, said in an interview there's no basis for demanding a bishop report a confessed priest pedophile to civil authorities. The guidelines do not clarify at which stage of a church investigation the bishop in charge should contact the police. Abuse victims are not likely to be satisfied with the guidelines. They're demanding more accountability. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News.
President Obama is said to be considering about 10 people as potential nominees to replace Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who's retiring this summer. The White House is not saying who's on the list, but Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says one person who is not is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I think the president has identified in Secretary Clinton a capacity in which she's doing a wonderful job, and the president is going to keep her as his Secretary of State.
Gibbs was asked about Clinton after GOP Senator Orrin Hatch said he'd heard her name floated as a possible nominee. Stocks are holding on to some modest gains just before the closing bell on Wall Street. The Dow currently up 10 points at 11,007. The Nasdaq is up 4. This is NPR News from Washington. Investigators looking into the plane crash that killed Poland's president and other top leaders of that country appear to be focusing on why the pilot tried to land in bad weather after air traffic controllers advised that he wave off. Poland's ambassador to the U.S., Robert Kupiecki, says as tragic as the accident was, it does not pose a threat to Poland's stability.
There is no danger whatsoever to democracy and stability of our political system in Poland. Poland is a mature democracy, a solid member of international community, and a great ally of the United States.
Relatives of victims of the crash are arriving in Russia to try to identify remains recovered from the crash site. A new study finds that people who eat more fish and less fat have less risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. NPR's John Hamilton says the research is in the online edition of the Archives of Neurology.
The finding comes from researchers at Columbia University who followed more than 2,000 people age 65 and older for an average of 4 years. They found that people were less likely to develop Alzheimer's if they reported having a diet that included more salad dressing, nuts, fish, tomatoes, poultry, fruit, and vegetables. People were more likely to get Alzheimer's if they ate a lot of high-fat dairy products, red meat, organ meat, and butter. The researchers say nuts contain a lot of vitamin E, which may protect against Alzheimer's because it is a powerful antioxidant. Fatty foods, on the other hand, may make the brain more vulnerable by contributing to clogged arteries. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Former Tonight Show host Conan O'Brien is going to be hosting a late-night talk show on cable network TBS. The program could debut in November. O'Brien's negotiations with the Fox network reportedly hit a snag. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.